you doing?
What's
back for another week of the Skokie Pod.
Dude, do you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you clear, loud and clear.
So, all right, good. Because you know what? We're coming back for round three of Name That Song. This is Diva Edition. Are you ready?
He didn't mention this in the pregame, folks. This is a surprise to me. Surprise to me.
All right. Ready? And I will always love you. All right. I'm just kidding.
So yeah. So how's it going? So are we doing one?
I just wanted people to hear my beautiful rendition of Whitney beautiful, Houston.
One more round of your beautiful voice. But they do love that. Hey, the song. So some of the folks do like the song. You know, little selection there in the beginning of the last two pods. So we can bring it back in the next pod. I know we have two mystery guests who are super eager to get on tonight.
That's true, right? But I do have a quick story. And this is embarrassing as a professional podcaster now. Do I sound any better now than I did the other times?
You do, yeah. You kind of were. I mean, you weren't like too faded, but sometimes you were like kind of fade in and out. But I couldn't tell if it was my connection at first, and then I know Turb mentioned it last time. But what happened? What did you do?
I figured out how to use technology. Okay, so this is what my dumbass was doing. Okay, so I bought that microphone, and it comes with this like adapter that you plug into your phone, and then the mic like automatically like connects to your phone and does the technology advanced things that it does. But I also had my AirPods on because I needed headphones because I didn't want the whole household to hear our, you know, really high intellectual conversation and have them get like really want to get involved. So what I didn't put together is the fact that when you're using the AirPods, you automatically use that mic. So the mic that I had plugged in and was talking to like a dumbass, that mic wasn't working. I was just talking into my headphones still.
Hey, it's all right, AK. It's all right. You learn as you go along. You're doing a great job with the technology. You just have to set it all up and everything, you know?
So it gets better because then I'm like, oh, I need some headphones that don't have a mic. And so I type into Google, Bluetooth headphones without a mic. And then the first thing that pops up are these like wireless Bose headphones. I'm like, holy fuck, I have those already. I'm in business. And here we are. Here we are.
Well, now we got you loud and clear. Hey, you know, the pod has been a huge success with you being slightly muffled. So now it's going to be even better.
I know. Because I would listen to the podcast and sometimes the voice would go like really high and sound and I get cut out. I'm like, how is this possible when I have advanced technology? But it wasn't the advanced technology. It was the dumbass operator.
Yeah. All right. Your co-host also failed you and not mentioning it, because I thought maybe it was my connection too a little bit. But hey, we're loud and clear tonight. That's all that matters.
All right, very good. All right, let's get our eager beavers on because they are biting at the chops.
Woo!
Not one
mystery guest.
Not one, but two. All right, invitations are going out now. We will see what happens. This could be crazy, folks. This could be crazy. I don't know. Last time we had three people. This time we're gonna have four. Like it's getting crazy.
It's like CNN over here. Uh oh, here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Nova Scotia live on the line. Woo! How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing fine and dandy, like sour candy, my friend.
It's the terrific trio right now.
That's what it is. That's the terrific trio. That I was trying to remember. What did Jeff call it? What did Jeff call it after? He had a better name.
It was something much. It was something. Yeah, it was way better.
But all I can remember. All I can remember is the stupidity that you came up with.
All we need is Klein to complete the core four, but we got a better core four member coming right here, folks. The FCC live Plotteroo.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Nah, nah, nah. What's up, fellas?
How you doing, buddy?
You brought a song. Brought a song.
Did I sing it as good as you?
A little bit better.
You're gonna have to see what I say before you guys got on, because it is gonna blow your mind.
There was a brief song. Brief song.
So sad we missed it.
Oh, you gotta listen to the podcast. You gotta see how you sound, all that kind of stuff. You know? No? Only me?
Oh, we know.
You're cutting out. I didn't hear a word you said.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, I think his voice is still dropping. He's still cracking.
That's always gonna happen, folks. That is.
Hey, man.
That's how it goes. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Wait, how about these guys? What's going on?
But I was about to say, before we talk about fantasy, how about this first half? Huh? Pretty fucking wild.
Unreal.
Rest in peace, Dickie B.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace.
He's helping that defense.
I haven't watched any of the game, but I've been checking the stats, and I can't believe my eyes. Like, can we play football?
Fields looks absolutely incredible. I mean,
yeah, I mean, he does. I mean,
standing in the pocket, making the throws, very Ngozi Mova like, circa 2002.
Circa.
But can Justin Fields throw a football over a building? That's what I want to know.
Good question. Well, is Washington's defense, though, supposed to be pretty decent, aren't they, supposedly, or not really?
They've given up 30-plus points the last 2 weeks.
But those were against legit teams.
Good offenses.
Yeah. Offenses. I mean, they were bad enough that I picked them up for one of my fantasy leagues. That looks stupid right now.
Yeah, our current crown champion has him in his starting lineup tonight too.
Ooh, it could be worse. You could be playing Antonio Gibson because you have no one else to play. Hey.
He got a couple catches at the end of the half.
Oh, did he? Yes. Yeah. But yeah,
we need this. We need somebody to take down Rossett for once. You know, he needs a little bit more help.
Nah, let him win. Let him go undefeated. Let him go like the Patriots and go undefeated and lose in the championship game.
Gotta lose at some point. This is gonna be the week this week.
Week 10. He's got both of his quarterbacks on byes.
Oh, it's a lot. But yeah. He'll lose before that.
Yeah, probably. Like this week.
All right. Should we recap last week real quick, or what do you guys want to do?
Let's recap.
All right. Let's recap. Okay. I'll do the where none of one, we'll start with the where nobody is out of the podcast league. So, this is a good match to start with. Meetle and Jarrett. I don't know if you guys remember, but I basically said that Jarrett, I'm not even gonna look at the lineup because Meetle only has three players and Jarrett will definitely win. Man, boy, was I was fucking wrong, because not only did Meetle win, he scored the most points. The fucking week
of the season. Yeah.
His three players that he drafted scored over 100 points. Just those three players, Josh Allen, Josh Jacobs, and who was the last one? Brown.
Brown.
100 points for those three guys that he drafted. Then he exited the draft and still got a lot of points from guys like Thielen, who he got for a dollar. But obviously big game from the Seattle's defense, because the Giants offensive line is broken.
I mean, I had the Seattle's defense in the league. I needed a lot of points to win, and it happened. Like, I just kept watching the ticker, sack, 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 sack. Like, God, I would have been a terrible game to watch.
I mean, I feel bad for Turb, man. You know, he came in with a lot of draft dollars, and this should have been his week. And it's bad luck. His team finally performed.
It's terrible luck, because he's probably looks like, I guess, like the third highest scorer of the week, and he still lost. Like, it's just.
Yeah, I've had. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just rambling.
No, I was going to say he's got one of the highest points against, man, and he definitely has had pretty terrible luck to start the season. But and running into Mikkel's team that wasn't expected to put up that many points, obviously that's brutal luck. But if you look at Mikkel's team, I mean, nobody was giving him a chance a couple weeks ago, and he's got one of the highest points total four. I think he might be like the third highest points total four. So, I mean, he definitely has a shot at kind of recouping in what is turning out to be maybe the shittier division right now.
He's not third highest. He's like fifth highest.
Third, yeah, I thought he was like maybe third or fourth. But he's close, though. He's not too far off.
Top three are all in our division. Okay? Let's get it started.
Hey, take it easy. Take it easy over there, newcomer.
Just giving some facts.
Dude, Medi came with receipts. You do not want to argue with Medi. He's got facts. He's got receipts. Watch out.
And he lost Chubb. He also lost Chubb. You got to take that into consideration, you know?
Yeah.
Scotia.
Next man up, all right?
Turb did have his first good week. He had under 113 points the first week, so he's got to feel good about that. And, I mean, he's like we said, he's got a lot of players that he drafted, and if they can all start performing, he can kind of make some noise climbing back up the leaderboard. But, yeah, it's pretty disappointing for him having the second most draft dollars to be in the position he's in right now.
Yeah, so, Saquon coming back, though, will help. And getting that victory point was pretty huge, though, to at least maybe make a rally, you know?
I think you got to look at his team. Like, he's going to get victory. Like, he's going to get points, wins, probably the rest of the season if those guys get healthy. So he just needs a few wins and he can rebound.
He doesn't have a lot of wiggle room. Like, he has to get a point, at least a point every week at this point, because he's three or four games behind at this point. So you don't have a lot of wiggle room where, you know, everyone keeps talking about a quarter way through the season, but playoffs start like week, 14, where it's more than a quarter. So
definitely the best roster that I've ever seen do so poorly, unfortunately, for Turb. But hey, still early. Still a quarter in. We still got a shot.
All right, let's move from the highest scoring week to this dumpster fire of the two teams who didn't have names, but we got the best name out there for this team now. You know what I mean? The Joshua Jaguars.
Joshua Jags.
I think this is probably the best thing that came out of this podcast this year so far. Like, this is hilarious.
It's even better in person, guys. Live? Great.
Medi, I didn't hear you make the sound. I know the three of us did. It's a little disappointing.
Oh, everybody made roar.
You guys, I also put my hand up like a jaguar a little bit. Arr, like pause. You guys got to be here live with me.
So did I. I did a little cat, like a little cat claw. Right now he's looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm in my room. Leave me alone.
This is awesome. This is what podcasts are made for. This is how people get viral. This shit like this.
No, when I can't. This is not going viral.
Bitch, just went viral.
I got some Instagram ads that are set up right now. We're gonna start pumping some dollars in this thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jacksonville's coming for us.
So let's get back to this matchup. I mean, fucking the Joshua Jaguars fucking roared
the
like
Jaguars?
Bitches, what is this? and somehow luck out and get a win against Tony, who unfortunately was supposed to win, was favored to win, and his team just fucking shit the brick. Wait, what did he put up? Like 70 points? 75?
69.
I mean, this is embarrassing. Oh, man.
Tony,
like,
man. Poor Tony. Oh. He's got, I mean.
He's got more important things going on right now.
Yeah. I don't want to dig into Tony's team. You know, he's got way more important things going for him. It's actually better that his team's not doing well. He's got to concentrate on bigger and better things. So that's all good.
Do any day now. I think by tomorrow for sure.
Yeah. Didn't he say that they were going to go in to start induction tonight?
Tomorrow morning, I think it was.
Yeah. If she didn't start going to labor, so. Hey. By the time this podcast comes out, there could be another mini Skokie head out there.
Number 19.
Good luck, Bones. We love you, Bones.
All right, so we'll move past this dumpster fire. We'll go to Costa's matchup. Costa, ooh, man, what happened? Like,
I called what? It. I called the big upset of the week last week. I told you it was going to happen.
You did. You did. Unfortunately, you were correct.
Yeah, I think the Pickett struggles, because if Pickett struggles, then Pickens doesn't have a big game, and getting 7 points from them is going to hurt your team. Everyone else everything else pretty solid. Kittle hurt you a little bit, but
Kittle's been hurting.
But that's all right. Pickens is just tough. Like, it's just, it sucks. Like, they suck right now.
Classic Costa, boom or bust.
But still
got the lead.
I mean, still with those struggles of those two players on your team, you still had 122 points, which is very, like, respectable. You got studs that are performing, and there's a good chance Cooper Kupp comes back. Maybe this week may not be great, but next week he should hopefully be back to his regular self. But you just ran into a buzzsaw. Justin Fields decided to show up and play football last week, and David Montgomery was he started the week with 35 points. You were already behind the eight ball when, you know, a running back of Montgomery's stature is predicted to get like 12, 15 points, and he triples it essentially. So, you know, not much you can do. You know, he's riding the Baker Mayfield train as far as that thing will go.
Well, now the Justin Fields train starting after last week and how this game.
Hopefully, that stays hot. Then that keeper pick doesn't taste so bad. It might actually be value going forward.
And Montgomery is just slaying over there in Detroit. He took who was the running back that was there last year?
Jamal Williams.
I mean, he just
Jamal Williams and Swift.
Yep. He's taking both of those touches.
Jamal Williams had no yards. He just had touchdowns. Yeah. Like, he couldn't get any yards.
He had a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah.
But the Danny Boy's team that we talked about a couple weeks ago, like, I mean, they've been on and off a little bit, but he's got some potential there, and obviously he had a huge week. But the one caveat, though, the one nice thing was at least we held on for that last victory point, barely. DK Metcalf at least didn't get any more points, so that was nice.
Oh, you weren't scared of Lockett getting more points?
Too bad for you and you.
Yeah.
FCC, CCC.
Damn it, man. We can talk about my matchup. I had a bonehead move. Not playing Khalil Herbert against the Broncos defense.
I don't think it's a bonehead move. There was no reason to think that the Bears were going to play actual football until they did, and they were garbage.
Yeah, I think the reason why I stayed away from it was all the pundits saying that Rashawn Johnson was going to start taking over, and that this could be the week where they kind of give him his back, but that obviously wasn't the case, and Herbert looked great, and he looks great tonight so far.
Yeah, I mean, if they fix their stuff, Herbert is the more valuable running back in that, but I don't blame you. I would not have played anybody. There's no reason to have thought that they could have done anything.
Denver's defense is like historically bad, so there is reason to consider starting someone against them.
Classic
overanalysis.
By me?
We've all done it. Yeah. It makes sense, but it's just like, you know, it's the one week you take him out, he fucking explodes. It always happens. But,
you know, that wouldn't have won you your match anyway. Like,
Ross, I would have got a victory point.
Oh, whatever. But kind of Ross's team deal, was.
That was another thing, is it didn't matter what I did, because I knew I wasn't going to win, because Ross's team was, I mean, Christian McCaffrey beat me pretty much, but.
Yeah. I mean, Rossett's team is firing in all cylinders.
I mean, we got to give props. We got to give props to Rossett. Not only did he make all the right moves in the draft, just because he had fucking $1 billion to spend, but picking up Puka, he's got Laporta. He basically got 1-2 tight end just for fun. I mean, this is Laporta looks like he's going to be fucking, you know, top three tight end all year. Yep. Yeah.
We'll see what happens when Jamison Williams comes back. But as of now, he's probably the third or fourth most valuable tight end out there right now. No doubt about that. But interestingly enough, for as well as Ross's team is doing, he has not scored the most points in any week of this season yet.
Interesting.
Wow. Ooh, Goldfields. Oh, that is
not yeah. Bad. It was me week one, Costa week two and three, and me till this week. All right. Let's go. Oh, now we just are. Matty, you still put up good points, but you know, Grant's team is just it's just not good. It's just yeah. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know who this high school quarterback is he picked up. I don't know who that was. He was playing.
He's got a mustache.
He does.
Oh, not too many. Not too many high school quarterbacks have mustache.
I had a mustache and a goatee.
Matthew McConaughey had a mustache in Dazed and Confused. All right, all right, all right. Anywho, yeah, there's not the you know, his team is just it's going to be hard for him to put up high points each week. There's not much on there with regards to firepower. Although Jonathan Taylor is eligible to come back. I don't think he's playing for the Colts. That's my personal opinion, but
I don't think so either.
We'll see. We'll see what this week brings. Matty, you still put up solid points, 150. Stephon Diggs is so far out to a pretty stellar start. I had him on my team last year. He had a huge game in the first quarter, but it wasn't multiple games. So he's putting up big points. Mark Andrews showed up for you and
CJ Stroud, man, he's been the fucking rock star. 300-yard game every week so far, I think, right?
I haven't played him yet, so yeah. Here we go.
He's been playing the Mutton for Sutton connection. He's getting a lot more points out of them than I ever got last year.
Yeah, I'm throwing Goff on the bench this week. I'm going to put Stroud in there and see what happens. I mean, until Goff starts connecting with some of these receivers, you know, I gotta go where the points are right now.
Chasing the points, always the thing to do.
I'm going to do the plot in this week. You know what's going to happen to me, I bet. Watch. I'm telling you.
Well, to be clear, I've never had Herbert in my lineup. That would have been the first time I put him in lineups.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have not started him.
All right.
And then that leaves the last matchup of the week, which somehow I eked out a win. We all put Fiala in to win for sure. But his team just kind of shat the bed this week. Zach Wilson actually put up 19 points. I mean, Jesus. But
we can't all be lucky and get 45 points from our defense each week, defensive kicker each week.
Yeah. Well, you should have drafted better.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, let's take it easy.
I'm just saying, it's not like I paid a lot for them, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's all luck. That's why my team is, you know, it's not going to go very far. Like, I might get into the playoffs, but there's not enough firepower.
Oh, my God. There just blew a huge play.
Oh, no.
Is he hurt? No, he's out.
He looked like he was rolling around.
His knee got caught. Yeah, he's fucked.
Yeah, he looked like he was caught up in there.
Yeah, he's done. And he should have, Herbert, he should have let him. He had nobody in front of him. Instead, he threw a fucking duck pass.
Oh, fuck. Please don't. Nope. Oh, my God. Yeah,
he's laying on the ground with trainers.
Fucking A.
You have him in another league?
No, I just fucking feel bad for these guys, you know?
It was all Fields' fault. You see how wide open the
– oh, it's terrible.
There was nobody in front of him. He threw it a yard behind him instead of leading him.
Yep.
All right, back to
fucking Eberflus.
Nonsense.
Rawr.
Sounds more like a cat than a jaguar, I'll say.
A jaguar fucking a football?
Pounded. He's getting pounded. You can't forget about
that. Yeah, he's getting pounded. These jaguars haven't pounded anyone yet.
He's gonna pound a tuna pound.
Anyone care to talk about transactions? Just go on to the next matchups.
I mean, this is a pretty like not much going on this week, right?
There's a bunch of moves, but I don't think anything moves the needle really.
Well, some. I mean, I thought the receiver Mito had a nice little pickup with that receiver on Arizona. I thought for $6 is pretty good.
I also think my pickup with a Denver running back is going to be something that could end up being fortuitous on the stretch. Spot it.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I mean, yeah, it could be if Denver learns to run the ball appropriately.
I think the problem with him is he
picked up Jameson Williams after. Nobody saw that.
I did see that. I thought that was a good play, a good pickup.
I was surprised nobody bid. I was, you know, I didn't catch it.
The Denver running back is like smaller than me, and I don't think he could pass block at all. So I think defenses are going to clue in that when he's in, that the ball's going to go to him because he can't pass protect. So I don't know. That's a reason why a player like his size gets drafted so late, is because he has a major inefficiency, and I don't think he can pass protect. So I don't know how much he could be in the game, but when he gets a chance, he seems like he can run ball.
I also think Cole Kmet could be a really big pickup.
Yeah.
Down the stretch.
Who got it?
Hi, man.
Oh, hi, man with the scoops. He's starting to play.
I had Cole Kmet in one of my leagues last year. I drafted him. I dropped him because he was garbage, and then he came on the second half. He seems to be coming on. He had a great game last week, and he's already had a good game this week, so maybe he's coming on again.
Hold on, guys. I'm going to get a salad and start eating it on here. Do you guys mind? Are we okay eating food on the pod?
Sure, yeah. What kind of Persian salad?
I mean, gosh, what was Turbin just – what the fuck was he eating last week the whole goddamn time?
I did think he was eating something.
Well, let's get some confirmation, okay?
Food is okay.
When this pod comes out, let us know.
Let's take guesses what we thought he was eating.
Turkey sandwich.
That's a good guess. Doesn't he have that every day of his life or something?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
I'm gonna go with barbecue chips. Sound specific.
I'm gonna go with pizza.
I'm gonna go with gefilte fish for the holiday season.
A little gefilte.
Do you think that tuna pound is jealous of gefilte fish?
It could have been some kugel, you know. It could have been that too.
I've tried gefilte fish once in my life, and it was at Aaron's house many years ago.
And what'd you think?
I didn't enjoy it very much.
Yeah. Fortunately, thinks it's like the most ridiculous. It's like an insult to fish, because like her culture is very big on fish, because they grew their area their. Anyway, the town they grew up on was on the water. So that is just like an insult to fish.
Do you want to rewind and try that again?
Yeah, you might want to edit that out. Fumble.
Fucking, you sounded like what they do on Family Guy, where they do that imitation of Peter being an idiot going, Shiny Red Bull.
Football is on the field.
All right. Enough of this nonsense. Should we go on to the matchups for the week?
All right. Let's make sure Costa has enough juice in his phone.
I was driving last time, buddy, while I was doing the pie. I wasn't home.
I mean, what? You don't have a charger in your car? It's fucking 2023.
The Jaguars are active. Making moves for kicker. So I looked up what a Jaguar sounds like. We're way off.
Yeah, but this is a Jaguar being pounded, Blockin. Did you look up a Jaguar being pounded, or just a regular Jaguar sound?
Give me some time to investigate.
So let's move on. We're talking about matchups next. Where are we at here?
Let's talk about the matchup of you two.
Oh,
Costa versus Plockin. All right. You each get 2 minutes to explain why your team's going to win. And go.
Go ahead, Costa.
I'll tell you why my team's going to lose.
It doesn't matter why you think your team is good.
Devil ask the questions.
Like the little rock there. I like that.
Go ahead.
My team's going to lose because Plockin's, of course, Luckbox Plockin's catching me at a lucky week for him. Where I'm without Herbert, who's obviously one of my best players, and fucking Pickett, who sucks anyway, is going to be out. I picked up Trubisky, which is pathetic. I might be playing Trubisky and Desmond Ridder, or possibly not playing a quarterback at all. So, yeah, it's gonna be an easy win. And Khalil Herbert's off to a good start, and they're probably going to run the shit out of the ball.
He just got hurt.
Oh, did he? I'm not watching the game right now. But
didn't you hear me and Meddy crying about it?
I did not. No, I did not hear that.
I just heard a Jaguar getting pounded. That's what I heard.
I was so enthralled with the Jaguar sound. I think I tuned that out when you guys were talking about that.
How many millies, KG? How many millies?
No millies. Just a little bit of Trent and Sam Adams usually on these nights. Come out and make the floor go well.
Trent and Sam are together again. They always are.
Nonetheless, even if Khalil Herbert got hurt, the fucking bottom line is A-Chain and fucking Tyreek Hill are going to go roughshod against that shitty-ass Giants defense. They're going to score like 1,000 points. So, yeah.
For what it's worth, Costa, it looks like Kenny Pickett might actually play this week. So, I don't know if that is good or bad, but that's what it's looking like.
I also think Anthony Richardson is a fucking – he's going to be an animal all year.
Yeah, it was a good win. You know what? I got to apologize to Plock and Live in the Air, because in the first pod, I kind of knocked him for spending 29. 29 was a lot on him, but he's panning out. He is panning out.
I think I was bidding up Richardson, too, when you were – I mean, 29 was just a little too much, but
you were bidding up every quarterback. You bet on, like, every quarterback that was out there in the draft.
I mean, we can – you know, this is – I learned a lot drafting a shitty team for Rossett last year.
Quarterback. That is true. I give you props for paying attention, taking notes, and coming back with research in hand. And you played it well, my man. You played it well.
We'll give you credit that you're doing well, buddy, but you already had four quarterbacks and you were still bidding on quarterbacks. That's the one thing I didn't get. But hey, you know,
trade bait, baby.
He was bidding him up. It's a nice technique. Risky, yeah. But a nice technique.
Mova Scotia.
The Anthony Richardson was me and Joey were going back and forth for that. Joey told me his plan was to get him and Daniel Jones. But at that point in the draft, I had extra money already. And you guys bashed me about spending $29 on him. I got Geno Smith and Brock Purdy for $12 each. So I felt like I had more money in my budget for quarterbacks to spend money on him. And he is definitely going to be a beast the rest of the way. And I'm
100%. I like that one.
I mean, if you think about, he's put up big numbers every week. The game against Houston, he had 17 points and a half. If he would have kept playing that game, he probably would have a 40-point game. He put up 29 last week. I think it's going to be a while until defenses figure out how to slow him down.
Yeah, that's all fair. I don't think anyone is doubted the fact that he could put up these numbers. It's just in comparison to what some of the other quarterbacks went for. But I get it. You know, if you had enough faith, and I didn't have enough faith that he was going to come out of the gates like this. So hopefully it'll pay off.
So, Plock, you talked about that, but give us a little synopsis. You think you're going to win this week?
I have a feeling that you're gonna pull it off. I feel like that Jefferson is going to go bonkers trying to keep up with the Chiefs, which he normally does. Pacheco, I mean, that game alone is going to be high scoring, so you're going to get a bunch of points from those guys. And the Achan and Hill comparison, like I feel like I'll be lucky if they both go off. I feel like it's either going to be Achan is going to run all over them because the Giants can't stop the run, or Tyreek's going to take one of the house. But they're going to be up by so much that I don't see them both going off. So, I don't know. Herbert's already hurt, and if he doesn't come back. But, I mean, the projections say I could pull out a close one, but I would be surprised if your lucky ass gets a W.
Nice. Let's get a pick from Meddy and AK, too.
What is this with the niceties? Everyone, oh, I think you're gonna win. No, I think you're gonna win.
Yeah, what a bunch of fucking putties, dude. Hey.
Do you need help? Do you need help wiping your butt? Oh, okay, I'll help you. It's okay.
I'll wipe it for you.
keep it clean, man. Family podcast.
That's true. Everett listens.
I'm sorry, I didn't know this was gonna be on the family screens.
Keep it clean. I think I swore a couple times. I apologize, Everett.
Go. All right. Go what fuck do we yourself. Think is gonna happen?
Okay. Our picks for yours. I'm going Plockin. I like Plockin's team. I do get. I mean, Miami's tough. They got so many weapons, but You know, Wilson seems like he's coming around a little bit. You got weapons over there, so I'll go.
All right. Clarifying question, Costa. If Cooper Kupp is active, you play
him
this week?
Forget about it. You got to.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm playing him. Hell yeah. He's very, very good.
All right. I think Cooper Kupp is active. I think Cooper Kupp has not a huge game, but I think he has a decent game to elevate this team. Going Costa. All right.
Congratulations, back. Costa.
Hey, it's not over.
Why, we split it. So, all right, let's go to Meetle and the Way of the Shark.
Next.
Yeah. Why?
You guys are poo-pooing on Meetle's team. His three guys he's drafted have been producing. He's got the same kind of.
No, I like Meetle's team. Look at Grant's team. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, let me get back to Meetle. Give Meetle some flowers. You guys, the hosts and Costa have on his team the first few weeks into the season and didn't really give him a chance to make some moves. Obviously, he didn't draft the whole team and you guys didn't have any faith in him in picking up players, and he's picking up players left to right that are producing.
Yep.
Yeah, hey, I gave him a ton of love earlier in the podcast. I was talking about his pickups and about how his team's been getting hot right now. He's got, I think, fourth or fifth highest points total in the league. He's hot. Coming
all right, I take my comment back about Costa not giving him flowers. Gibson with a big catch.
Did you say pickups or dickups? I heard dickups.
I might have
dickups.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't given his team much love. The Joshua Dobbs pickup is solid. I think that's the key to his team right now. He didn't have a quarterback before. He got Josh Dobbs. Josh Dobbs is now putting up 20 a week. And if that continues, that was a huge move. That saves his team. And yeah, he could definitely compete. So,
why doesn't Joshua Dobbs have eyebrows?
Alopecia.
He's got alopecia.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel bad now?
Aaron, didn't you?
No,
have
I just can't see it anywhere else but the eyebrows.
No,
have you seen him with his helmet off?
He has no hair on his head.
I actually haven't watched like a second of football this year, by the way, guys.
Aaron, have you? Oh, wow. Didn't you have alopecia?
There you go.
I had alopecia areata, so it was just certain spots that would pop up. It was in my like head and my face and my facial hair and stuff. But this is like there's another type alopecia. It means global. Means there's no hair on his body anywhere.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. I got to see the rest of his body now.
Are you jealous?
A little bit. You should see my asshole.
A lot of grooming.
Sorry, Everett. Sorry, Everett.
I'm right there with you. You know, I don't know. I go back and forth now. Would you rather be hairless or have lots of hair? Because, like, obviously, I like most of my body to be hairless, but I like my facial hair. You know, but then you wouldn't have that. So I think I'd stick with the hair. If I was to choose, I'd stick with the hair.
I'd stick with the hair. I like the hair on my head too.
True. Yeah. I like the hair on your head too. It's nice.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Let's get to the next matchup. This is the underperforming Raffleman team. I mean, he's out to a big start right now with DJ Moore.
Wow.
It's hard to the problem is though that his core of the team, the Jaguars, are playing Buffalo. And that's not gonna be good because they haven't been playing good football at all. They keep getting the pounding put on them. So that's three players that are not gonna put up good numbers. So there's a chance that even with this big game from DJ Moore, Fiala can still pull off this win. I'm going Fiala.
Yeah, I mean, look, Joshua Jaguars, that's definitely off to a roaring start, for a real roar for the first time ever. But Fiala's team's been very Jekyll and Hyde. Like, I mean, I think he's had like 70 points 2 weeks, and then he's had like in like the mid, like maybe like 130 or 140 for a couple weeks. But
I just think the Jaguars are just not cutting it this year, and I think Fiala's team still finds a way as well. I'm going to go Fiala.
Yeah, I like Aaron made a bunch of good points. I mean, made one good point about the Jaguars' opponent. Buffalo kind of shut down Miami, and Miami's offense is on another level even than Jacksonville. So I feel like Jacksonville's probably going to struggle to produce fantasy points. And like I said, mentioned before, that Kansas City-Minnesota game should be high-scoring. He's got Cousins there. They'll and Hockenson. That's probably going to be a nice little little combo for him, and I feel like Steve's going to pull it off.
Yeah, I like Steve's team. I think he's going to produce steadily every week, and Josh has the Jaguars. Fiala.
Win. It's a sweep. It's a sweep.
All right. Key West Fiala.
Oh, is that where he is right now? I saw that on the Be Real. I was wondering where it was. Key West. Very nice. That it's warm down there. All right, next up. Myers and Rossett.
Is this the week that Jeff goes down?
No, Rossett's going to win.
No, Rossett's going to win.
So, what the fuck was that?
What?
Is that a Jaguar?
That's a real Costa. Are you at the zoo? What was that? Do they even have Jaguars at the zoo?
I'm at the zoo, yeah. We're doing this live from Lincoln Park Zoo tonight.
Daniel's team, his running backs should have pretty good matchups with Montgomery and Robinson. Those are two, Carolina and Houston. Fields already has a pretty good night tonight. He would need a lot of luck with, you know, something, one of his studs not performing. But again, like I've said numerous times, that Kansas City Minnesota game is going to be high scoring. He's got Kelsey Mahomes, probably better than Cousins and Hockenson. So I think Jeff keeps his winning streak going.
The only way that Daniel has a chance is that Pollard and McCaffrey are playing each other, and they both have pretty top-end defenses. So if it's able to slow them down, but I don't think they'll slow them down enough. So,
and maybe if Kupp plays, you know, maybe Puka gets neutralized a little bit. He doesn't get 25 targets.
Targets, right, game. Right.
25 targets a game. I'm calling it right now. I'm seeing a big upset here. I like Daniel's team. I think Jeff's team finally loses this week. I just think off to a hot start, Justin Fields is playing well. Daniel's got a lot of good pieces. I think Montgomery has a really big game against Carolina. They have a really shitty defense. I think Daniel gets it done, man. I think that San Francisco Cowboy game is going to be in a little not super high scoring. Team's holding the ball a little bit. So I think Daniel gets it done. Big upset this week.
Damn, he's calling the big upset. Going out there.
Washington also
2 weeks in a row, having a bad. 2 weeks in a row.
Washington's already off to a bad start, too. If Pittsburgh can have a big game against Baltimore, kind of might be the difference there if Pittsburgh can have a big 20-point game or something.
Yeah. All right. Next, we got Matty and Tony.
Yeah, Tony. I mean,
well, let me just say, if there's a week I would get upset, I will
the baby bump.
This should be the week. I wouldn't be too upset about that. Tony, congrats. Hope everything goes well. Good luck.
Yeah,
and if you get this win, I won't be mad at you. So, calling the upset right now.
Matty, you win. I don't think it's close.
Oh, I'm finally getting a look. Pearson Spector Mova is probably finally getting some love from AK.
What? Have I poo-pooed? I haven't poo-pooed your team, have I?
I haven't felt the love, man. Okay. All right.
Didn't you beat me? So I'm a little salty. Yeah, right. Or maybe I'm a fucking lot of salty.
Okay. Well, do better.
Do better.
I'm trying.
I don't know.
All right,
I don't know about that mutton.
the mutton or whatever combo this weekend is not going to do too well for you against the Jets defense. But I do think that you'll pull it off. Joey's just got other things to worry about. I mean, Daniel Jones is a hot mess. And I don't know, he's just got guys that could blow up. They also can give him 2 points. And if he seems to have more of the latter each week. So I say Mova continues to mow down everybody.
Oh, you see what he did there? You see what he did?
No, what did he do? I don't get it. No. I actually agree with Plock, and the one thing I'm thinking about is I think Witherspoon shuts down Sutton over there in Denver. So maybe Sutton's got to come out of this game, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You should definitely start Kyle Pitts. I think he's a good guy to be in.
Oh, gosh, what a mess.
All
right, let's talk about this for 1 second. Why drop Kareem Hunt after a couple weeks? Don't you think that, you know, I think I respect your opinion on this. You don't think he's going to come back off the bye? I mean, he's too fucking talented for them not to, like, integrate him in that offense.
Yeah. You can give that a chance, but.
No, the only reason why is because I picked up Achan, and he was the guy. He was the running back that I needed. I didn't need to hold on to Hunt.
Okay.
I'll answer that question for you.
Kareem Hunt sucks.
If Kareem Hunt – you're talking about why did he drop Kareem Hunt, and you just said Kareem Hunt is too talented not to be integrated, right?
Touchdown DJ Moore? Oh, no, he stepped out. Never mind. Sorry.
You're talking about how talented
next time you give an update, you have a little more like energy to it. Another touchdown DJ Moore.
Yeah, but he stepped out.
All right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You're saying Kareem Hunt is talented and he's going to get integrated, correct?
Yeah, he knows the offense.
So, but if he is that good, why didn't they sign him at the beginning of the season? He went nowhere. In fact, he went unsigned.
Yeah.
That's because they had Ford under – Ford was under a rookie contract still. And they didn't have to pay him money. They were happy with Ford. He didn't want to go anywhere else. He didn't want to move to a different city. So he was like, fine, I won't play. And then Chubb got hurt. There was an opportunity there. Like, I don't see your angle there. I think
he's saying, why didn't any other team like just like overpay him to bring him in or something?
Not even overpay. I mean,
was there no interest in what he's saying? Nobody was interested.
Yeah, was it out there that he wanted more money? Or did nobody? He went in for a workout with Indianapolis,
New Orleans. He did places, but yeah, my guess is that.
But
he was asking for money. There's no market. There's no money to be made in a running back market. So.
I agree, but he went into these way after other people like Zeke, and who was the other one that signed? There was someone else, another running back signed. So I forgot who, but he went into those camps much later than anybody else. The only one who has less interest is Fournette. And let's be real, he wasn't that good last year. Like, Kareem it's Hunt? Not like – yeah, he wasn't.
Yeah, they have one of the only, like, three or four backs that might be better than him. I think he was a stud in KC, and if he didn't,
beat a bitch.
Yeah, then his career they're not looking for a running back for 4 years in KC.
Agreed, but that's – that's like 5 years ago now. He's not that same guy. He look at his stats from last year. At least from a fantasy perspective, he was useless. And it's not because Nick Chubb was there. Nick Chubb's been there for the past 3 years, and he's been useful in fantasy.
Yeah, they lean more one way because I think they also figure they're not going to be signing both of these guys. I think maybe that was one. All right. That's way too much.
Anyway, fuck him and he sucks.
Okay. Anyway, fine. Last matchup. Me and Turbin. All I want to say is the holidays came early for Turbin because I have like half of my starters are out or injured. Metcalf and Keenan Allen are on bye. I lost my tight end to Freiermuth. Eckler is out and on bye. And I still don't have Deontay Johnson. So I'm playing the likes of Michael Thomas, Tutu Atwell, and Antonio Gibson. So
that's all I hear.
I know. I'm just saying. I don't have a chance to win. That's it.
You do because you're playing dysfunctional team of Turbans who has on paper looks good but can't put it together. But let's see if he can put another good week together like he did last week. Like I said, like he's projected every week to have, you know, be up there in points, and he's first 3 weeks he kind of fell short of that. But I agree with you and everything about your team sucking this week. So
One Leg Joe. Let's see if One Leg Joe can come back and do something here.
Yeah, because
Jamar Chase is always fucking open.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think missing Eckler, missing Keenan Allen. He's got you on a good week. I mean, he's due for a win, you know. So, I mean, I think Turb's going to take it this week. But I mean, he's got to – One Leg Joe's got to do something. He can't keep throwing a fucking leg and neck every week.
I don't think he's going to be good all season. I think that – everyone saw – I think everything that's wrong with him is from the calf. I think that explains everything.
100%. And T. Higgins might be out too.
Yeah. But he and I don't know how that calf didn't heal when he wasn't playing. How's it going to heal when he is playing? I think it's a chronic thing all season long.
Hey, Aaron, how many points do you think Gibson has right now?
Three.
8.4.
Damn.
The lucky charm strikes again.
How does he have 8.4? What did he do?
He's got zero rushing yards. They're trailing. They're down by incomplete. Yeah, he's got a bunch of catches.
It really is lucky because you wouldn't expect them to be down against us. He's right, not going to get the rock if they're not down. I mean,
right. It would have been a Brian Robinson game.
Yeah.
Brian Robinson game and poor Joey.
This could be the week I get knocked out of G League. I got B Rob in G League. Not good.
Nah, I mean, there's some teams that are.
What about the guy who spent $5 million on Kirk Cousins? That was ridiculous.
He must have liked what he saw at the beginning of the season, but yeah, that's a lot. So
I'm definitely waiting my death sentence. My team's for red.
I mean, if Alvin Kamara catches 15 catches each week, you'll get on for next few weeks.
The problem is I have Kamara and Olave, and they're not like just like with the Dolphins, they're not both going to go off.
Yeah, I mean that's true. But
what is the G League? What is it? Lowest point of the week is out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. You should get it next year.
I asked him this year. He said too many stuff. Too many stuff. I can't handle it. Can't handle it.
All right, maybe I'll do it next year.
I don't know. We'll have to see if anybody drops out.
I thought it was going to be like your Formula One debacle. So you know.
Hey man.
Too soon? I'm sorry.
No, it's not too soon. All I'm trying to say is I'm trying to inject fun in the off season of fantasy football.
Yeah.
So I found another one that would have been better, but I get it. That one sucked. I don't blame anybody. I thought it would be more fun. All right. Anyone got any parting words? Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Nice to get the four of us on here. I like it. Madison, Chicago suburbs, Texas. This is pretty cool. I like it.
Oh, damn. I like it.
Also, for the Skokie Heads, little 40th birthday get-together next weekend, if anybody's around in town next Saturday, Black Barrel Tavern in the West Loop. Everybody's invited.
Ooh, Black Barrel Tavern, huh? What's that like?
It's a bar on Madison in the West Loop, and dogs are allowed. So Teddy Mova will be making an appearance at the birthday party.
Ooh. What kind of activities are we doing? Are we like, is this like, you know?
This is not going to be a Himmel style 40th birthday, unfortunately, guys. So,
but are we doing, you know, fancy cocktails?
No,
are we?
No, are we straight up bar? Straight up bar, just come hang out, and then probably late.
Are we doing beer and shots with some Jaeger bombs and like getting after it and going over to the hang up at like 2 a.m. that kind of thing.
We'll see where the night takes us. It might be an after party at the Mova residence. I'm not sure, you know.
That sounds like
well,
Well, fellas, this has been great. I got to bounce out myself, but love you all very much.
What's
great.
Your battery at?
Good luck, everybody. It's not nothing. Good luck to everybody this week.
Love you guys very much. Wait, Costa, one more thing. Ryan. Can we get a Medi's take on the Bulls and the upcoming season? A little preview?
I hope they do well for my season ticket prices. That's all I'll say.
All right.
Otherwise, it's a dog shit team we put together here. So that's it.
That wasn't what I was hoping for. I was hoping for they're going to be surprise everyone like the Bears did tonight, and they're going to make the playoffs.
I mean, they got some options. You know, this is probably a separate talk, but you know, they might gel together. Same team coming back, a little cohesive spirit in the guys. We'll see what happens. I'm higher on Zach LaVine than most, but we'll see what happens.
What was that? Did we lose our...
That was Costa leaving.
Oh.
Was that the cutoff, the MOVA cutoff? No more Volta?
No, that's Costa leaving. That's it. He said bye.
Right. Shout out to Aaron and Costa for doing this on the regular each week. Appreciate you guys doing that. I enjoyed being a listener the first few weeks instead of run the show.
Hey, we do our best. We put in lots of prep for this every week.
Is there a favorite episode from the 60 that this is the 60th, right?
Oh, shit, it is the 60th, isn't it? Is there a favorite? Yeah. it's all the same.
Same bullshit every week?
Huh? Yeah, you should catch up.
This is one from five years ago.
Yeah, when I get 56 extra hours, I'll look at it.
You don't want to hear about our matchups from 5 years ago? I think it's really entertaining shit.
I'm going to go listen to the first episode. I think that's what I'm going to do.
The first one is by far the worst because, like, we were so nervous, and we spent, like, no joke, 20, 30 minutes, like, talking about how to transition from one thing to the other to make it, like, smooth, and some of the transitions were fucking terrible. Like, I came up with some that were just really bad, and it was – do you remember it, Plotkin?
Yeah. What website did we use? It was some like broadcast. I don't remember.
Oh shit! That's right. We had to like sign out exactly at a right time. Yeah, otherwise, yeah. Like you missed your spot and you had to wait another hour to record. And there was some robot on the other. Like, welcome to Robot Talk to do the podcast. Or
wait, how did it go?
You'll have to listen to it, Medi. You have to listen to the first episode, maybe the first two or three episodes.
Yeah,
good times.
Well, all right, guys, thanks for having me. Glad to be in the league.
Take it easy on us, Medi. You're fucking dominating.
It's Ross that we got to worry about. I'll hang in there, though.
Yeah,
I'm not, love you guys.
All right, love you too, guys.
Bye.
Bye.